Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second, the second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Maury Aderholt. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Tommy Nelson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Wright. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ed Wright. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second, the third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh, the catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Harris. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Earl Harris. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a line drive into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a fly ball into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater takes first base on ball four. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater moves to second. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiedelman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lakeman for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 1 in the game. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nelson. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 1 in the game. Messner hits a line drive towards short. Culler catches it and throws to first to double up Clay. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiedelman. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 2 in the game. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 2 in the game. Aderholt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. Aderholt moves to second. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aderholt moves to third. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aderholt scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Reds, 1. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 3 in the game. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 3 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedemann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 3 in the game. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shoup for the out. One out. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 3 in the game. Culler hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Massey and he is out, Wiedemann applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 0 for 4 in the game. Wiedemann hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aderholt hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holmes. The throw from Lakeman and he is safe. Holmes steals second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground. Wall fumbles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Holmes scores. Gillenwater moves to third. Nelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall misplays the ball. That's an error on Wall. Gillenwater scores. Nelson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Braves. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 4 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker pinch hits for Kermit Wall. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Tipton pinch hits for Earl Harris. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 4 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.